What would you get out of a clam to eat? What would you call that?
Clam. Make clam chowder.
Uh-huh. And sometimes you could fry this and you'd say that it was a...
Fried clam.
Uh-huh. Or would the soft inside part would be the... Or you call that an...
I don't know. I don't know about clams.
What kinds of things might you hear around a pond making a noise at night?
Toad drugs.
And... What would you call that?
Toad frogs.
And what would you call them if they're pretty big?
Bullfrogs.
What kinds of turtles would you have that live in the sea? Or what would you just call a turtle if you lived in the ocean?
We have quite a bit of turtles around here.
What would you call a turtle that lives on the land?
Land turtle.
Would you ever call it anything else?
I think there is another name they call them.
Would you ever call it a gopher?
That's a different kind. A gopher is a gopher, and a turtle is a turtle.
What would you call a kind of frog that might live in a garden? And sometimes they're blamed for you getting warts on your hands and things like that.
Toad frogs.
What kinds of things would you dig to go fishing with?
To go fishing with? You'd have to have a reel and a rod and a hook and bait. And if you wanted to go out in the river, you'd have to have a boat.
What kinds of bait would you use?
Now, some bait worms for some fishes, and others buy their bait.
What kinds of insects might fly around a light and try to fly into it? And if you grab one, sometimes powder comes off on your hands.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. Light bugs.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of insects might get into your clothes?
Moths. Roaches.
What kinds of stinging insects would you know about?
Bees. And, stickeries.
Uh-huh. What would a stickery be?
I think they're more on a snake line, uh-huh, than stingery, uh-huh, than a fly line.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of bee that, well, it wouldn't be a bee, but just an insect that builds paper nests?
Wasp nest.
What would be the kind that would build nests in the ground?
In the ground?